In golf, there's something called a mulligan, better known as a do-over. But in retirement planning, you only get one chance to get it right. On today's podcast, we cover lessons from golf that you can use in your retirement planning. We start right now.
And now, Money Matters USA with Fred Sage.
And you also need to work with your advisor to create multiple income streams.
You're at the right place for information every week regarding all the components of a successful retirement plan.
Asset allocation is really a driving force for how much your accounts are going to grow.
Fred Sade is a financial fiduciary and retirement specialist.
I have to put the client's interest ahead of my own pocketbook at all times. I must be able to justify why I'm making the recommendations.
Money Matters USA with Fred Sade.
We've done this with other sports, and now we're going to tie in financial and retirement planning to the game of golf. Hey, this could be the best yet. It is Money Matters USA with Fred Sade. This is episode 139 of Fred's weekly endeavor to get out the information that he feels we all need in our financial lives, but especially those nearing retirement, which is Fred's area of focus. Fred's firm is a fiduciary firm, Money Matters USA. He's the founder and managing director. Fred also holds a PhD in economics from Duke University. Fred, I love this because it's timely. The Masters is upon us. And, you know, whoever gets the green jacket, they're going to have a shot at that $18 million purse. Hey, that would be a good retirement.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Even my dogs agree.
I know.
I can hear them in the background.
Yeah, they do agree with that. This is great because we've done this kind of thing with football and basketball. We're going to do it with golf now, and actually with the help of some audio from movies. So let's start with the first one. And Fred's first piece of advice is don't get too focused on sinking a hole in one.
That was so much easier than putting. I should just try to get the ball in one shot every time.
Good play.
Mm-hmm. Now, what a hole in one, we just don't get those in the financial. I mean, maybe if you were lucky enough to win the $1 billion Powerball.
Yeah, I mean, I heard some guy on one of the business early morning business programs talking about how he had bought NVIDIA at like $50 a share. Mm-hmm. And the host questioned him about it. He said, oh, yeah, I did. I bought it at 50. I sold it at, say, 160. I bought it back at 200-something, and I'm holding it right now. How many times is that, you know, does that actually happen?
Really?
You know, yeah, you know, it's like, what is the hot number of the day? You have to keep in mind, you know, that this is money that you need for retirement, and if you think of it as three very simple buckets, you know, money I need now, money I'm going to need later, and money I'm going to need much later. And the money I'm going to need much later, you know, that's your retirement money. So do you want to risk that money and lose it all, or lose a very substantial portion of it? And so that, you know, that means that if you think of it in that way, you don't want to take unnecessary chances on it. And you have to, if you have and you need to have a coherent financial and retirement plan, then you don't want to do anything that's going to upset that retirement plan and the assets and the income that you're going to need. So, you know, in golf, you've got your clubs, and you have to make sure you've got the right club, and you have to know the yardage that you can hit each of these clubs. But you also have to have a swing. And, you know, what's more important in golf, the club or the swing? Well, the swing is most important, but you do have to use the right club. I mean, if you're, you know, if you're just going to chip up on a green, you're not going to use your driver unless you broke your other clubs.
Right. Exactly. Well, I mean, is that, well, actually, and that brings us to another movie clip. We can't have movie clips in golf theme without going to Caddyshack.
I'm going to give you a little advice.
Oh, yeah.
There's a force in the universe that makes things happen. And all you have to do is get in touch with it. Stop thinking, let things happen, and be the ball.
And be the retirement. Now, I mean, you mentioned clubs, so do you look at that, different assets, components, strategies, as a, you know, the right club for that moment?
Yeah, because when you look at the hole, when you look at the shape of the hole, where the hazards are, is it going to dogleg right or dogleg left? Are there some blind spots? What's your strategy that you're going to use to play that hole, and you have to be clear about that and have it in mind as you get to the tee box, you know, and you begin to make every effort to execute the plan. Now, maybe it doesn't go exactly as the way you thought it would go, but so you make adjustments. And it might be an adjustment, you know, because your swing wasn't the way it ought to be. Something was out of sync, and you want to make a correction right at the top of your swing. An experienced golfer can do that, but an inexperienced golfer probably can't. And then you have to see where you are in the course, and then make your adjustments, you know, as necessary to get onto the green, and do your best to sink that putt. And in planning for a retirement, you're basically doing the same thing. So, you know, people have automatic ways that they act, heuristics, and those are necessary because you make thousands of decisions every day without even thinking about it. You know, from which side of the bed you get up, do you put slippers on? Do you put clogs on? What do you put on your? You don't have to think about that. You just do it. You know, what order do you, you know, do your toilet? Do you brush your teeth on the right side? Do you brush your teeth on the left side when you shave? Do you shave on the right side? Do you shave on the left side? I mean, these are all automatic
right.
things. And the same thing is absolutely true when it comes to financial and income planning. The best that an advisor can do is to help someone lessen the amount of damage that they might be inclined to do by doing some actions that are automatic. And if you can help them deflect and help them avoid doing damage to themselves, then you've helped them significantly and stay focused on making whatever adjustment is absolutely necessary. So it's the same thing as you go up and down the you move down the fairway, you're making adjustments every time, and the same thing is going to be true in your plan. You have to make adjustments. You have to make tweaks. You have to adjust for risk tolerance and risk capacity.
Well, I know that you keep up with the ever-changing retirement universe. And, I mean, we've seen just since we started the podcast, changes in the rules and some changes especially brought on by Secure Act, which leads us to, believe it or not, a clip from Seinfeld.
We're on the 15th hole. He's beating me by a couple of strokes. Then he's about to hit his second shot when he picks up the ball and cleans it.
So what?
The rules clearly state that you cannot clean the ball unless it's on the green. The rules are very clear about that.
Certainly are.
Yeah, so I penalized him a stroke.
So what happened?
He lost it. We almost came to blows. We're like face to face, like a manager and an umpire. You know, we're like, hey, what are you talking about?
You're in my face.
I still don't see what the big deal is.
Hey, a rule is a rule. And let's face it, without rules, there's chaos.
Well, you mentioned also, too, mulligans. There aren't that many. That maybe just one in retirement, so you got to make sure you do it right. But you also got to make sure you don't break those rules because the referees come in with the penalties.
Yeah, look, absolutely. That's absolutely true. You know, when it comes to retirement, I divide time into two phases, now and too late.
Hmm.
And when you think about that, unless you have the time to spend and do nothing but monitor your assets, your accounts, your investments, and you're doing nothing else, then you're learning and you're growing your knowledge, you know, then that's one thing. But who does that? Right. I mean, you're either working or you're busy, or it's family, or it's kids, or it's grandkids. You don't have the time. You don't have the time or the knowledge to be able to compete. You're an amateur competing with professionals. And the professionals can make money. They can make money when the market goes up and when the market goes down. They can make money when it's on accumulation. They can make money on deaccumulation. They can always make money. And they can make money with tax adjustments, with tax planning. This is what they do. They know what the rules are. Often the rules are arcane. The tax code is not logical at all. It's very, very complicated. And if you make a mistake, there are penalties. And some of the penalties are not what you would think they are, because it's not logical, and you need to know. And if you don't, then you need to work with someone who does know what the penalties are, and there are the consequences. You know, for making mistakes, you will pay for the mistakes. The pros who do this for a living don't make those kinds of mistakes. They'll let you make them, but they don't mm-hmm. make them. They're working with the house's money, or if they're managing their own money, but they're pros. But you don't have that kind of leeway. So remember, it's your money. You've spent a lifetime accumulating it, and you don't want to make the mistakes. You would again. I mean, if you're 50 yards out from the green, you're not going to use a 5-iron to get the ball onto the green. I mean, you're probably going to use a sand wedge, which would probably be more than adequate. If you use the pitching wedge, you'd have to choke down on it. I mean, you basically need to use the right tool to do the right job, and the same thing is true, and that's where professional help will come in and save you from making errors. Now, some people, you know, bridle at the thought of having to pay. Well, there are a lot of different ways that this can be done. It can be done on an annual fee basis. It could be done on a subscription model. It can also be supplemented by commissions. I mean, if an advisor is providing value to the client, and the client appreciates and benefits from the value, then there's absolutely no reason why the client shouldn't be paid. Why the client should not pay for the value that the advisor is providing.
Well, we are not done with the game of golf here and tying it into retirement planning with Fred Sade. Coming up, how you can avoid financial planning yips and what you can do to get ahead of the game as we continue with financial planning lessons from the fairway. More to come on Money Matters USA.
Are you losing sleep over market volatility affecting your hard-earned retirement savings? You can't afford to lose a big portion of your nest egg with not enough time to recover. Many people want safety and the guarantee of principal, but also prefer the potential of higher growth with the market. And now you can have both. Call Fred Sade at Money Matters USA at 800-593-8188. That's 800-593-8188.
Another way to get in touch with Fred Sade is moneymattersusa.net, the website where you definitely should click the red light tab. Learn about the red light on the dashboard. Review the other 138 podcasts and write up on each. Listen at your leisure. Click the podcast tab at moneymattersusa.net, and you'll see there you can get the drop-down for Stump the Guru. Get a question in to Fred. If it's featured on the podcast, it's a chance that you could get paid off. Yeah, with a nice prize, usually like a gift card or something like that, if you can stump Fred. And again, want to repeat that a stump, so far we've had a couple, and they are not total stumps. But Fred's very fair about it. If he has to do research any to better answer you, he classifies that as a stump. Well, let's get back on the golf course. We're doing golf lessons and how they can tie in with good retirement planning. Our next lesson will go to the legend of Bagger Vance.
The greatest game there will ever be.
Just you and the ball.
All by your lonesome. I think it's time.
Time for what?
Time for you to see the field.
The field? I see the field, but it's 445 yards long. It's got a little red flag at the end of it. It's 12 strokes ahead of me. Come on.
That ain't it. Because if you were seeing the field, you wouldn't be hacking at that ball like you was chopping weeds out from under your front porch.
Just give me the club.
Sorry I bring it up. Hey, you're going to take that hack away.
Now, Will Smith is playing the wise, insightful caddy and giving the right. Matt Damon character some advice. To me, what I get from that is you've got to see the whole retirement. I mean, what are you getting from that, Fred?
Yeah, the same thing. It's like you're looking at trying to take in the comprehensive picture, seeing the whole thing, understanding what the distance is, what you have to carry, and where there's trouble, part of that is knowledge. I mean, that's what Will Smith is doing. He's imparting knowledge, mm-hmm. and that's what's necessary. But you have to remember that the amount of knowledge you have to increase the amount of knowledge that you have. But you also are now in a situation where you're looking for certain things to fit into what you know. But you have to understand that you have a certain amount of tunnel vision there. You're not taking in the course as a whole. You've got a difficult hole here. You have to understand and be able to visualize it and how you're going to attack it.
Let's pivot to soccer for a moment as Ted Lasso. We were just talking about that during the break. Played by Jason Sudeikis, explains the yips in a pretty eloquent way.
Yeah.
First thing we need to do is define the issue, yeah?
I think we already know what it is, don't we, Coach?
What are you talking about, Willis?
Hey, you're not supposed to say that out loud.
Which is why I wrote it down.
The yips.
Shh.
What are the yips?
Shh. Are you kidding me, you two?
We don't say the Y word out loud, you understand? It's like saying Macbeth in a theater or Voldemort at Hogwarts or
soccer in England.
Bingo.
It's when, just out of nowhere, an athlete suddenly can't do the basic fundamentals of their sport.
Yeah, you know, like Chuck Knobloch's throw to first or Charles Barkley's golf swing.
So I guess first off, what are the yips in sports, and then what would they be in retirement planning?
Yeah, that's Tommy Armour, the Scottish golfer, coined the term, but it's a lot of stress. It's a lot of confusion. It's self-doubt, and it you know affects the golf. It's a loss of confidence in yourself. And how do you recover, from that? And this a good example of this is when the market is going down, the tendency of many people is to sell out their positions and go to cash. And as I was saying earlier, if you think about it in three buckets, then the third bucket is the much later bucket. So you have to then not rush to sell the cash because you're thinking about the long term, mm-hmm. and equities always will come back. If you don't have 100% of your money there, it might represent 20% of your money which you're investing, for that long term to offset longevity risk and to get some growth. In the portfolio, but it is the very same thing, and that's where working with an advisor to remind you of what you want to accomplish, what your long term goals are, and what your risk. I mean, if you're able to control risk, then your risk capacity will increase, and this is a real touchstone. Issue.
Now, this one, we don't have any audio for this, but man, it does really spell it out, doesn't it? That you have to have patience and discipline in retirement planning and through the whole journey, really.
Yeah, because everything takes time, and you have to know how are you going to deal with the risk portion of your assets. Are you going to simply take income from your assets, and that means you're going to have an up and down experience, and can you control the ups and the downs? Because when there are periods of gains, there are going to be drawdowns, there'll be periods of loss. How will you stay focus, how will you adjust to it? We do have this paradox of people who use a withdrawal strategy are always concerned more concerned about running out of money than anything else, and so they are hammered into, if you will, a situation in which they're afraid to spend. And that becomes a suboptimal retirement. So this would be the same as a suboptimal performance and going out playing 18 holes and playing terribly. And the same thing is true. Your performance is going to reflect that. And there's an old saying that you can't time the market. You have to look at how much time you're going to be in the market, and that's a matter of controlling risk. And the Wall Street view that conflating risk and volatility becomes a problem here because they are different.
Yeah. We've got this one. I mean, we all know the hazards in golf. And there are plenty of hazards in the financial world, and especially retirement. What are some of those?
Well, usually is making mistakes with Social Security claiming. There are a couple of studies out recently one from Mass Mutual. There are others. It shows it interviewed 1,500 people and asked them about their Social Security claiming, and to a person, to a man, to a woman, said that they should have waited and not claimed at age 62, and they should have waited and had a better Social Security strategy. That was the number one complaint that they had. Another thing is the impact of taxes. People underestimate. They always assume that they're going to be in a lower bracket, but they may not be. It would depend, not understanding taxes, not understanding the impact of how Social Security distorts taxation, the distribution strategy, which account do you take at one time, what is the income strategy that you're going to use? Are you going to use the classic strategy? There's nothing wrong with the Vanguard strategy. It's not the one that we use, but it's which asset in which type of bucket, tax-free, tax-deferred, never taxed, and what's the order of the distribution? Do you know what you're spending in fees? Fees are a tremendous and huge expense, and most people have no idea. The only fee that they seem to be aware of is the AUM fee that they're paying to the advisor or the broker, but they don't see how much leakage there actually is. So this is a matter of understanding where you're at, and what you're paying, and why you're paying what you're paying, and what your alternatives are.
Let's go to Curb Your Enthusiasm to get a lesson about not getting too emotional, among probably some other lessons we can get from this one.
Where's the ball? Score!
He took my ball!
Go back to the tee, hit another ball!
He took my ball!
Go back to the tee, hit another ball! Two-stroke penalty! You know what? I'm going to just drop it over here, that's all. I'll drop it where the body was, right here. That's in the rules. I'm not going to take a penalty, I'll tell you that. I'm not taking a penalty. I hit the ball over here. I hit one of the great shots of my life. I'm playing from here. Oh!
You threw my ball away. I gotta take a drop.
No dropping, man.
You can't take a drop.
What are you talking about? They threw my ball away.
You hit somebody.
That's right.
He's fine. He's okay. Listen, I'm dropping a ball.
Not on our watch, you're dropping a ball.
I'm not going back to the team.
All right, Larry David got an excellent shot, and he did hit somebody, and they did throw the ball away, and he just wanted to drop it there, and he didn't want to have to get penalized for it, but obviously you hear a lot of emotion there. We do need to follow the rules, although I agree with him on that because I just saw that episode recently. But what about emotion, though? I mean, you can't get too emotional in this.
Yeah, that's true. But the problem is that people do get emotional. They fall in love with a particular stock or ETF or mutual fund, and they're going to hold on to that, like a raft, on the ocean. And remember, don't fall in love with a particular position or a particular investment, because you're the typical investor is trying to invest for gain, but you're up against pros who will make money if it goes up or if it goes down. They don't care. They've got the up and the down covered. But you don't. You're looking for a gain. You have to understand the impact of what loss is, and that's where people don't. And they run to cash, and that's where they have to be helped to remember what it is they're doing, why they're doing it, and the time element that is involved in that, and whether or not they ought to be in some kind of buffered product or with some kind of limit on the on the downside. And but it's necessary to focus not only in the moment but focus more long term, and that's where people have difficulty in focusing on that long term. And so the only thing that you can try to do is just try to help people avoid the most damaging things that they can do or will do to themselves, and that's just to help them, remind them, you know, that they've spent a lifetime accumulating these assets, and do you want to do something that's going to cause you harm, that will not only take years, but maybe you never recover from. So should you act impulsively right now? The heuristic that's urging you to act. I have to act. I must do something.
Right.
When the best solution is to do nothing. That's not always true, but again, it's a facts and circumstances test, and you have to see how that either helps or hurts you.
Before we get to the last lesson, number 9, in our 9th hole here, working with a professional, so you could say, obviously, to improve your game, you could work with a golf pro to improve or better plan your retirement. You could work with someone like Fred, a retirement pro. Did you see the video of the man trying to give swing tips to a PGA golf pro, Georgia Ball?
Yeah. You know, look, if you're going to play golf, take lessons from a PGA certified teaching professional and learn how to play the game properly. Don't go out there and try to hit it as though it's a baseball. With a baseball type grip. That's, you know, the physics of golf are very different than baseball.
Yeah.
You're not standing up, you're standing over. And so it's completely different. And work with a professional. That's what you should do if you really want to learn how to play the game and learn to play the game properly.
Right.
It's your stance, your hitting, club selection, your ability to see the course, visualize the course, understand how you're going to play it, adjustments that you're going to make, and how you're going to do that successfully. Are you going to win every time you play? No, nobody wins 100% of the time. But if you can limit your losses, then you're going to be ahead of most other people.
And the Georgia Ball is that golf coach from the UK. The guy who was giving her advice, and the video went viral, caught some, you know, a hard time because he was mansplaining, but I think he was just trying to be helpful. He didn't know she was a golf pro, and she, though, kudos to her, because she didn't say, excuse me, I'm a golf coach. She just took the advice and bit her tongue. But anyway, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Before we cut out of here, I know we've got a little bit of golf jargon, and let's just hit these three because they kind of apply to, or can, to when you retire. Birdie, par, bogey, and double bogey. So a birdie, Fred, that would be an early retirement, would you say?
Yeah, but you need to dry run that and plan it and make sure it'll actually work.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, do a little test run on it. So par is retiring as planned, which is that most people kind of set a date and achieve it?
Nah, you know, the average retirement age in the United States, I just saw, just moved up to 62.
Which
might be coincident with the early first point, which you can claim for Social Security. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you talk to people, you know, most people retire earlier than what they plan on for lots of different reasons. I just see that somebody here from the reporter request this is for Go Banking rates. A reporter wants help for different retirement ages and why people retire, you know, when they do. So it's you know, it is a problem. It's unfortunately retiring when you plan is not always the case.
And then you've got bogey and double bogey, which both of those could be bogey could be late retirement, double bogey not being able to retire, which is, it's sad. You don't want to be in that situation. Many people choose to maybe do a phased retirement or work in some capacity in retirement. You don't want to have to.
Yeah. Well, Look, you know, when you go to Walmart or Costco or some of the movie theaters, you see a lot of older folks who are working, you know, part time. Sometimes I'll ask them, you know, why. Sometimes they need the money. Mm-hmm. They've lived longer than they planned. A spouse passed away, and you know, that loss of Social Security. The loss of one check makes a big difference. They need to make up that check, or maybe there were some health issues, and combined with you know, the assets that had to be liquidated. So you know, oftentimes it's a longevity issue. They never expected to live as long as they have mm-hmm. lived, and the assets just aren't adequate because they never thought that they would get to this point. Yeah. So.
It's one thing to, you know, just not feel comfortable and continue to work. What would I think really be sad is having to go back to work, having to, not choosing to. Fred, good stuff here. I knew it would be a great tie-in with golf to retirement planning, one of our special themed podcasts. And again, you can hear the other 138 and scroll through, read a little, we have a very brief write-up on each, so you'll know what you can listen to. And find out if, hey, I want to check this one out. It's 138 other ones there at moneymattersusa.net. Click the podcast tab because you may have downloaded this somewhere else because it's available on all the other platforms as well. And Money Matters USA, click that red light on the dashboard tab. Learn about the red light on the dashboard and how it can be implemented in a custom fashion for you. Again, at moneymattersusa.net. And thanks for going with us and being along with us for the ride. Fred Sade and Money Matters USA.
Investment advisory services offered through Money Matters USA, LLC. Fred Sade and his guests provide general information, not individually targeted personalized advice, and are not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell in any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to the securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through Money Matters USA, LLC. By contacting Money Matters USA, you may be provided information regarding the purchase of insurance products.